Good evening. Welcome, caller.
Good evening, Mother Nia.
Hey, young
lady. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you all doing?
Good. We have a fifth Sunday in this month. Is this month? We got the fifth.
Good evening. Welcome, caller. Good evening. Welcome to the call. I don't know if we have a fifth Sunday or not. Let me take a look. Okay. 1, 2, 4, 5. Yep. Good evening. Welcome, caller. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
The first Tuesday in October, we will be down on Martin Luther King.
Good evening. Welcome, caller.
Good evening to each of you. Blessings to all.
Good evening,
Apostle.
Hope everybody is doing well.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, this is 7:03 p.m. on the 15th of September 2024, and we are ready to begin our walk in the Word. So, welcome you all to the call on behalf of Gathering Place Beyond the Wall, Out of the Box Ministry, Gates of Prayer, and the Scriptures by Minister Mary Whitfield. We welcome you to the call. Walk in the Word. We will begin our services with prayer by Sunshine and then a song by Sister Carolyn Clark. We're ready.
Oh, Father, Lord God, we come this evening saying thank you. Lord, we're so grateful that you woke us up this morning.
Yes.
Lord, we're grateful that you kept us from any hurt, harm, or danger. Lord,
we're
down to the 7 p.m. Lord God, we still have the use of activities of our limbs, Lord God. We still have our minds. For that, we're so grateful. We come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for all our sins, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Invite the Holy Spirit to come on in this place this evening, Lord God. Move, Holy Spirit, move all over this place. All over our hearts, Lord God. Cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, Lord. Order our footsteps in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come right now lifting up every household that's represented on this line.
Yes.
Lord, we're all standing in need of. Whatever it is, Lord God, I ask if it's your will that you bless us, Lord God. Continue to keep your loving arms of protection around us, Lord God.
Mm.
Lord God, I come right now in the name of Jesus lifting Sister Morris, Lord God, D, Lord God. Lord God, we ask right now that you will continue to comfort them. Let them lean on you, God. Just breathe Holy Spirit on them as they go through this time of bereavement, Lord God. Lord God, we love you. We praise you because of who you are. Lord God, I just want to say thank you because I know what you've done for me. Thank you because I know who's keeping me. Lord, I thank you. I praise you this evening. I ask that you bless preacher that's on this line. Bless the speaker this afternoon, Sister Mary Whitfield, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to lead and guide her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the people that are on here. Thank you, God, for their willingness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Good evening.
Good evening.
Feel like going on. Don't try us, come on every hand. I feel like going
on.
I feel like going on. I feel like going on. The trials come on every hand. I feel like going on. Increase my courage, Lord. Increase my courage, Lord. The trials come on every hand. Increase my courage, Lord. Increase my courage, Lord.
Yes.
Increase my courage, Lord. The trials come on every hand. Increase my courage, Lord. I feel like going on.
Sing.
I feel like going on. The trials come on every hand. I feel like going on. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. It's Minister Whitfield on. I guess she's not yet.
Anybody feel, any minister on, feel like saying something? We appreciate it.
Amen. I've got a little thought. It's not very long, but just something the Lord, when I awakened this morning, that was in my spirit. Amen.
Amen. Good evening. Welcome, caller. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Okay, as you were saying, Apostle.
I said I have something to share, very short, very short. I'll share. We want to say good evening to everybody and blessings to everyone that's on the line, and we thank God for each of you. Thank God for the song tonight, the prayer. Maybe that's Minister Whitfield.
Good evening. Welcome, caller. Guess not.
Amen. Well, again, to blessings and honor to each of you tonight, brothers and sisters. I thank God for the opportunity to just share a very short thought tonight. When I awakened this morning, there was a thought that was in my mind for such a time as this. And just thinking back over the different things in our lives that God has done for us over the years and the things that he's brought us through. And when the thought popped into my head as I awakened this morning, for such a time like this, somebody's mind may immediately go to Esther, where the scripture was written when Mordecai told his cousin Esther, you know, how do you know that you've not come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And we all have a purpose. God has a purpose and a plan for each of our lives. And when Mordecai, the decree came out to Haman wanted to get rid of all the Jews because of jealousy, but God had Esther in place for such a time, you know, as it was at that time. And each of us, sometimes God lead us around danger, and he brings us over hills and mountains, and he have different things in place for us for that time. And thinking about, you know, Esther being positioned, and God has all of us from time to time in different positions. He's used us to bless other people, to be a blessing sometime to other people, and he positioned us in different places at different times to suit his purpose. And even when we think a lot of time that the Bible said that all things work together for good to those that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. And he indeed has purpose for all of our lives. He said in the scripture, Isaiah 29:11, that I know my thoughts for you, saith the Lord, that they are not for evil, but for good, you know, and to bring us to an expected end. That expected end is God's will, God's purpose for our lives. And he said he brings us there. So it's by, you know, moving us from situation to situation. Sometimes we got to be brought to certain things. And God's end result for all of our lives is eternal life. For he's not willing that any of us should perish. But a lot of times God has different people in position in situations, and we need to work with God. Even though God plan our lives, we have to cooperate with him to fulfill his will. And so just thinking about the thought, you know, for such a time as this. And as I began to think this morning, even before we need things, God has already put things in motion, and sometimes it has to be manifested to us. But in that appointed time, God worked the things for good. He has to bring us to it. It denotes working with God, or moving from one place to another to manifest certain things and bring it about in our lives. But how many times he has positioned things. I can remember one time when Kmart was here in Macon, on the north side, I guess. I had gone late in the evening. The store was about to close, and I was trying to get in there before it actually closed. And when I looked, there was a cart that somebody had left out of the little cart corral, and it was near my car. And when I got out and shut the door, I looked at it, and I was going to push it back in the corral so it didn't damage my car or somebody else's car. And when I went to push it, I noticed there was a bag in the compartment part of it, and I looked at the bag, and I looked in the bag, and there was $800 in that bag.
There was
no ID. There was not anything, and I thought the first thing, it kind of frightened me, and I began to look around. It kind of frightened me, and then my next thought was to give it to the people in the store. I thought about maybe somebody had just cashed a paycheck, you know, and I didn't see an ID or anything. So I went on in the store and rushed on in and got what I needed, and I was walking around trying to decide whether I was going to give it to them with no ID or anything. So I wind up keeping it, not knowing what else to do with it. Said, it, you know, for somebody else with no ID, what would they do different? But anyway, that was positioned there with no ID, nobody to give it to, no it belonged to. I decided to keep it, and that money was positioned before I even got there. There's another time in my life that I was in a dire situation when my children was young, and when I was shortly after I moved to Macon, and I didn't have an automobile at that time, and I was going to walk to work that morning, and it was freezing cold, and I didn't even have bus fare, and I'm talking about how God positioned people and things and situation that work for our good. Because he loves us so much. And Psalms 138 said that he will perfect all things that concerns us. For he is concerned about the things that that concerns us. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, God is concerned about his children and working things for their good. And he positions situations and things and even people sometimes to work for our good, to bring good out of bad situations. And this morning, at the time I left Florida, really running from my life, getting away from a domestic situation and with two small children, and I didn't even have a vehicle. I just left with my life and a few things. And when I came here, and I was going to walk to work this particular morning, and when I was leaving the complex, the apartment complex, and I would have gone to my right to catch the bus, but I was going to walk. So this morning I was going to my left, and when I stepped off of the curb onto the road, and I looked down, and there was a wad of money down there on the ground. And I'm saying how God, his goodness, when you get to reminiscing and when you get to thinking, and I can think during those times, that God will allow a check to come into my mailbox, amen, from a utility company that didn't owe me a dime. Glory to God. And when I got to thinking, when I heard it, how many times God has positioned situations and positioned the things that I needed, for he said he would supply our need according to his riches and glory. And how many times for such a time that we're going through, when situations sometime are dire, and when, amen, glory, look like odds are stacked against you, when you can remember, amen, that Esther was not the only one put in place, that God would work situations out for his people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And how he brings us to that expected end, his will, his purpose, his plan for our lives. And he uses people, and he uses situations, and he uses circumstances for such a time as his people need it, for such a time as this. It was just a blessing that even as I awakened this morning, the Lord began to speak to me and began to minister to me and called me to reminisce and to remember some of the miracles and the things that God has put in place and things that he positioned when we need it, just when we need it. He's already worked it out for us, and when we trust him, when we depend upon him, glory to God, for such a time as you are facing today, for such a time as all of my sisters and brothers, amen, know that God is concerned, hallelujah, about the things that concerns us. I could share with you tonight a whole lot of things, but I wanted to pass that on. And one thought as I was reminiscing and thanking God this morning, as that thought invaded my thinking, I thought about, glory to God, the Spirit of God brought to me, amen, little Zacchaeus, amen, that was short of stature, amen. He was at a disadvantage. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Yes. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. But yes. God had positioned. There was a sycamore tree. Glory to God. Amen. That he was short in stature. We all fall short somewhere. It may not be stature. It may be, amen, finances. It may be, amen, something emotional, something mental. But we all fall short in this life at some point. But God has already put something in position to work out that problem we'll face tomorrow, to work out that problem we'll face next week. God has already positioned, amen. He don't have to. People say God made a way out of no way. But I do not disagree. I do disagree with that statement. Amen. God does not have to create a way out of no way. With God, there always is a way. Thank you, Lord. It may have not manifest to us as of yet, but with God, there is always a way. And I thank God that he positioned things and circumstances and people to benefit his people, to work the things out for our good. And I thank God for that tonight. I want you to know and to understand that God cares for you. And he said that we should cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And tonight, amen, know that God has in position. He's already made provision. Hallelujah.
Someone needs to mute your phone. Someone needs to mute.
I'm sorry.
Can you please mute your phones, please?
It kept quiet. He would be tired. And then they got together about a night.
Mute your phones. It went away. Hey. Apostle, are you there?
Amen.
I'm so sorry.
Amen.
Sorry.
It happens. It happens. But I thank God that I wanted to encourage somebody tonight, even as I was encouraged through the Spirit and through the Word of God. But little Zacchaeus, amen, that was short in stature, amen. And when we don't have the necessities and things that we need, amen, we may not be short in stature, but sometime in our life we've been short on some things. We do run short and we do get short. But know tonight that as Psalms 138 and AH 8, 138 and 8 says that, amen, he will perfect all things that concerns us. And he put things in position long before they actually manifest to us. The prophet Isaiah prophesied that the Messiah was coming. He prophesied that he would be beaten beyond the visage of a man. And it didn't happen to 700 years after the prophet Isaiah prophesied it. But God had already put it in position spiritually to rescue us, because he's not willing that any man should perish. And long before we may call on God tomorrow, but even before we call upon him, he said he already knows what we have in need, what we stand in need of. Know that you can trust him. Know that for such a time as you go through, whatever it might be, that God will put in position what you need tomorrow, what you need next week. Amen. The song say, while we're trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. But I thank God for the time that we need him. He's already got a plan and a purpose for us. He already know how to fulfill it. He already know how to work it out. He already know the outcome. He said he know the end from the beginning. And that was a blessing to me this morning to hear for such a time as this. Whatever the time is that you need him, today, tomorrow, the next hour, the next minute, he's already has a plan for you. God purchased so much for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. he died for the whole man, not just we would miss a devil's hell, but he died for the whole man. He said, I would above all things that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. Know that God has worked it out. Know that positions are all provisions has already been made for you. God has already, he don't have to, amen, work it out. He's God. He knows all. He sees all. He, hallelujah, and he has all power. Amen. For such a time as you need him, he is there. He's available. Amen. Glory
yes.
to God. And I thank him for that. Amen. Putting things in position. As I say about little Zacchaeus, amen, he wanted to see Jesus. Amen. He'd heard much about him, and he wanted to see him for himself. I want you to hear this, and I'm done. That sycamore tree that Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed up into, do you not know it was years and years, probably before Zacchaeus was born, that that tree was positioned right there at that time when he needed it. And God is the same God now as he was then. And I thank him for positioning situation things, amen, for the time that we will need it. And I know that he's that kind of God. He can see ahead around the corner. He can see into tomorrow, next week, next year, and he already knows. But I thank him for a God that is concerned about the things that concerns us, that he perfects them and work them out for our good. For such a time as this, God is making some of us a blessing to somebody for the time that they will need it, that we would be in position. In fact, God blesses us that we can be a blessing to others. I thank God for you listening. I hope that bless you to know that we have that kind of God. We have that kind of Heavenly Father that looks out for us, that works it out for us. The scriptures say when our mother and father, those closest people to us, when they put us down, the Lord will take us up. He's everywhere at the same time, and he don't have to go anywhere. We don't need to send him anywhere. He's right there. Glory to
That's
God.
Right.
The Bible said that he is sitting down on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us every day. He's rooting for us. Amen. Just as he told the Apostle Peter, you know, I prayed for you. The devil desire to sift you as sweet, but I prayed that your faith fail not. And tonight I'm sharing with you because God does not want either one of our faith to fail us, but to trust him the more, to know that he's working things out already for us. Even sometime before we realize we have a problem, God is already on it. He's already working for our good, that good would come out of it, that we would be the children of God. He will be our Heavenly Father, and he takes care of us. Amen. And I close it with Psalm 138 and 8. He will perfect those things that concerns us because he's that kind of God. For such a time as this, that's why it's so important that we follow and obey, that we take heed to how we hear the word of God. When we hear the voice of God speaking to us, we should turn aside like Moses did to see it, to hear it, to understand it, that we might be able to be a blessing to other people, that we might be in the right position for God to use us in his care for other people. God bless you. Have a great rest of your week. Love you with the love of God.
Amen. Apostle. Thank you so much for that walk. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you for being there when we needed you. Amen. Amen. Comments, questions.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, God bless you for stepping in there with that word today. For such a time as this. Amen. God bless you, Deacon Connor, Sister Ruby, all the saints on the line. I receive the word in the spirit in which you have given it today, Apostle. And and it's a powerful, it resonated in my spirit as I heard the word come forth. It administered to me for such a time as this. You know, I too can testify at times when something showed up just when I needed it.
Yeah.
I wasn't even expecting it. We go to the mailbox. There was a check that came from a source.
Yes,
I didn't know that it was there.
Yes.
And so I can testify to that God will provide. And I want to say that when you talked about that, just, you know, that he may not come when you want him.
No,
but he always shows up on time.
Listen,
saints, I know we know that he's a good God. He's a self-sufficient, almighty God that can provide for us. He is Jehovah Jireh. And Apostle asked, I thought about the provision and what God will do. You said we'll position ourselves. Hallelujah. You gave your examples, and I started thinking, who else I know in those scriptures? I thought about when Mary said, here I am, Lord, I'm your servant. After the angel explained to her what was going to happen. Needless that Mary knew at that time that she said, yes, Lord, I'll be your servant. That God was making provision for some camels to stand up with some men over in the west that were going to travel to the east with some provision that they needed to go into Egypt.
Yes,
who knew that for such a time as that, that when she said, Lord, here I am, I'll go.
Yes.
Whenever we say yes to the Lord, that we'll do his will, he's making provision. And I know that Dr. Dev has made some comments about the things that she's doing in ministry because she's saying, yes, Lord, I'll go.
Yes,
Lord, I'll do it. He's making provisions. Vans given to us. Places to worship, to study coming.
Hallelujah.
God will make a provision to us if we say yes, Apostle.
Yes.
When we say yes to him. And he'll go before us for the victory. So then I'll be quiet because you made me want to say something. I said I wasn't going to say nothing. I'm going to listen. But I couldn't hold it because your word ministered to me.
Yeah.
Then I thought about, even I believe you ministered out of this text last year by Jehoshaphat. But we've heard that story a lot of times when he said, just get the singers and put them in the front and began to sing.
All right, now.
If they go before us, then God will give us the victory because he's already won. We don't know how he's going to do it sometime. We don't know when he's going to do it. We don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that if we trust him,
that
God will go before us and make a way out of no way. I'm a testimony. I'm walking this journey. We're traveling along this journey to the time that we get to the point where we'll go home to be with the Lord. But until that time, there's something for us to do. There's something worked for us to do on this line.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Talking to one of my sons saying, yes, you've been through some difficult times. You've been through some things, but you're still here. Yea, though you have walked through the valley of shadows of death, you shouldn't have feared nobody because the Lord was with you.
Yes.
If you know God is with you in the midst of the valley,
Hallelujah.
You know he's there when you're on the mountaintop. So
Hallelujah.
God has something for everybody on this line under the sound of our voices. There's something to do for such a time as this. God bless you, Father. God bless you, and God bless the saints on the line. And to glory be to God. Glory be to God, who is our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Those are my thoughts. God bless you all tonight.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Kuiper. Thank you, Pastor Kuiper, for this wonderful remark. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else?
I thank the Lord for the word of God that came forth tonight from Apostle Atside. I said before the service started, and I don't get on the line very often, but for such a time as this, the Lord needed me tonight. And I want to say, the song I sang was a song that my aunt used to sing. I heard her sing it on Facebook. She passed away in February, the day after Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord allowed her uncle to pass in May. Then the Lord allowed her uncle to pass in July. And then the Lord, I got news that one of my favorite aunts lived in California, gone to be with the Lord, 90 years old. For such a time as this, the Lord has increased my courage, Lord.
Be my
protection, be my battle axe in the time of battle. Open up a way for me, because you are a way maker. Take me through the Red Sea, Lord, over on the ground. I know he's got all power, and I'm determined to hold on to my faith and trust him. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. For such a time as this, Amen. Yeah. He will see you through.
Yes.
No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Carolyn Clark. Thank
Amen.
You. Wonderful comments. Wonderful remarks.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Some of these remarks just set your whole soul on fire. Amen.
Yes,
anyone else?
Sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Apostle, good evening and good evening, family. Just want to say thank you so much for the word on tonight. It reminds me as a disciple of Christ and as an ambassador for Christ that I must remain faithful and
yes.
I must remain available and I must be in a position of being teachable as well as moldable, because God can use us if we allow, if we want to be used and submitted
yes.
and surrendered. And I
That's
have to
it.
Say to God be the glory for the message on tonight, because it caused me to walk down the corridors of my life just for a few minutes there
yes.
and
yes.
remind
yes.
of how God has provided for me as well, provided
mm-hmm.
for my children, provided for my
yes.
home, provided on my job. And even when I did not know what to do, God was right there ordering our steps and telling
Amen.
Us what to do.
Amen.
So I can testify tonight and be a testimony as well. And I'm like, Sister Clark, there is no matter what the situation that comes, I know that God is with me and I know that God will bring us through.
Yes.
But some of us have been placed on the line, that front row where God
yes.
uses us and sends us in places that sometimes others will not go. And
Amen.
I'm like, what did she say? If I perish, let me perish.
All
I'm
right
going
there.
To see the King. And many times we have to understand that there's suffering that goes along with this. There are trials and tribulations.
Come on.
But again, I can say this, that God
yes.
has never left me. He has
never
failed me. And he's always mm. been there with me, bringing
Hallelujah.
Me through. The message tonight encourages me to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. But
yeah.
it also encourages me that I got to remember I got brothers and sisters that need to see a light, that need
yeah.
to know that we are called to be light and salt to this world, that they need a shoulder to lean on and somebody to say, hang on in there, don't you quit,
yeah.
don't you panic.
Mm.
Don't you give up.
Amen.
So I thank you for the message tonight, because it reminds me of that in times such as this,
yeah.
we need a Savior. In times like this, we need an anchor. We have to be very sure that you grip and that your grip and your hold is on the solid rock, which is Jesus.
Yeah.
So thank you again for our message on tonight.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Singleton. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Any other remarks, comments?
Amen. I thank God for the word that went forth. You know, it made me remind me of being able to be in a position to be blessed and to
yes.
be a blessing to people. We don't know certain things and stuff, but as Esther said, for Malachi said, such a time as this, who knows? But
yeah.
such a time as this,
yeah.
that you able to bless somebody, to help somebody, to save somebody, to be in position to encourage somebody, to be
yeah.
able, you know, and then if we don't want to do what God say, we can still lose our lives and get no
mm-hmm.
reward. But being in a place where God, you know, to be able, even the testimony about the blessing of finding money and different things that, you know, such as time, you know, that we be in position in lack and don't have, and then where God make a way for us, provide for us, and lay
yes.
it out, playing it out just for us at that time, because even our biggest Kmart was, many people walked past by there and not paid attention to the cart, but then allow you to walk there to pay attention and then being blessed at that time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It just, you know, encouraged me even the more that that blessing will come at the time that God have it to come, and you know, to be prepared to look up and not to fall down because I don't have that, but looking up to knowing who do I serve. Hallelujah, to really continue to look to the hill for when it's coming out of help. I thank God for the mercy. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Uncle John. Thank you, Uncle John. You're on the line this evening.
Amen.
Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Truly a blessing. Amen. If there's no one else, we move on to our praise reports. We haven't heard each other since last Tuesday, so I'm sure something has happened to us to give praise unto the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, I think that Bill was able to come home today. He has to keep an oxygen tank going, but thank God he made it. Thank God for keeping me. My body was right with pain last night and early this morning. But thank God I've been able to walk around a little bit this evening. And I am just grateful just to be alive.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Me too.
Amen.
Amen. Me too.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Apostle.
I'm sorry.
Apostle.
Yes.
The lady who spoke a few minutes ago, was that one of your members, prophetess?
That was, yes, ma'am, Sister Barbara Watson.
Okay. All right. Good, good. Good to hear your voice, Sister Barbara. Good. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else, please? All right. Prayer list. New additions to the prayer list this evening.
Well, I ask that you keep me and my family on the list. And my grandson, my granddaughters, great-grands, all of us. And the Morris family for death, the Davis Johnson family for death, please.
Is this Brenda on? That was the Morris family, and who else?
The Morris, the Davis Johnson family. Do anyone remember what Sister Morris' maiden name is? Her brother passed. Do anybody know her maiden name?
Moore.
What's the first?
Moore.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Anyone else? Do we have any volunteers to close us out on our closing prayer? Please.
Pastor Kaiser.
Deacon Clarence.
Yes.
We'll close out with our scripture and our prayer tonight.
Okay. All right.
Amen. Thank you so much. Again, family, don't forget this coming Tuesday, we will be back in the book of Romans, continuing our journey through the book of Romans. We were in Romans chapter 10, so we're excited about that and the leadership that Pastor Reggie is giving to us as we walk through it. Please mark your calendar first Tuesday in October. The first Tuesday in October, we will be doing a face-to-face
Bible study, walk through the word, and fellowship. We will be at 651 Martin Luther King Boulevard, right downtown Macon. That is the first Tuesday, and we will be looking at Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, the first Tuesday in October, face-to-face. We still will be doing call-in, so if you're not able to get there, don't worry. You'll still be able, we'll be able to do our regular call-in as well. Our scripture tonight comes from Psalms 23. As we lift those families that have had family members to transition, family members to be promoted, I want to remind us tonight, if those members that have been, that have transitioned or been promoted, if they knew the Lord, they are now with him. They have moved really from the land of the dying to the land of the living. Tonight, our words of encouragement comes from Psalms 23, reading it from the CEV. And it speaks to us about the good shepherd. And it reads, "You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right path. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me, and your shepherd's rod makes me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness, your love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord." This evening, as we come to a close, our dear Heavenly Father, of this day, we want to thank you for your many blessings. We want to thank you for being our protector. We want to thank you, oh God, that you answered our prayers of Psalm 91. We want to thank you that you answered our prayers of Psalms 23, for you are a good shepherd. And we know, because we are your children, we are never in need. We want to thank you this evening, oh God, for the word that came forth. Lord, we want to thank you that you've called us for such times as these. You have called us even in the streets that are filled with violence, the streets that are filled with destruction. You have called us to bring the good news in times such as this. You have called us, oh God, to demonstrate love of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You have called us to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 through 23. You have called us to be strong shoulders that guard those that are going through the valleys of trials and tribulations, that they can lean on us, knowing that we are praying the word of God. You have told us not to be anxious in your word. You've told us to make our requests and bring them to you, O God. And we know, God, when we bring our requests to you and lay them at your feet, O God, we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret, because we know that you are a God that knows all things. You are a God that already have told us you got plans for us, plans to prosper us, oh God, and plans not to harm us. And for that, I just want to tell you thank you. I'm so glad tonight, God, that not only do I know your name, but you know my name. Lord, I thank you tonight. Not only do I know your name, God, but I know you personally, oh God, because you are my God. You're the almighty God. You're the all-sufficient God. You're the all-knowing God. Lord, I thank you on tonight. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are with the families who have experienced loss, the Moore family, the Davis family. You heard Sister Carolyn Clark tonight, oh God. You heard the loss that she shared, the months that she's gone through in terms of those that have transitioned, God. But when she talked about a 90-year-old aunt, she said that she has transitioned from the land of the dying to the land of the living. And we shout hallelujah on tonight, oh God. We know that space piece is missing from the table. We know that phone number when you're calling, yes, that they won't be able to, yes, answer on this side. But, Lord, we thank you, God, that they knew who you was, God. We thank you that they are walking, God, with you, God. We thank you on tonight. We ask, yes, right now that you will strengthen us, God, who's left on this side. Strengthen, oh, and comfort, Lord, us, oh God, with your, Lord, word. But God, not only that, I ask that those that know you will come alongside those that have experienced transition, God, yes, that we will send a call. We'll call on the phone. We'll go into our prayer closet, Matthew 6:6, and we'll call their names out, oh God. Lord, yes, I thank you tonight. I thank you that thank your word, you, God. I thank you for the news about Bill. I thank you for the news about Mr. Jig, oh God. I thank, yes, you for the news, God, that you keep on opening doors, God. You keep on keeping us. You keep us, yes, safe, oh God. You keep on providing. You keep on doing it, God. For that, I tell you, thank you. You keep thank on you, regulating our blood pressure. You keep on, yes, keeping, God, us where we need. You keep on, Lord, you keep on healing Apostle's body. You keep on touching her eyes right, yes, now, God. Lord, yes, I thank you right now. You thank keep on you, getting down in the marrows of her bones, God. I, yes, thank you tonight. Somebody, yes, tonight just need, the main thing is that they need to know Jesus. They, yes, need to make that Romans 10:9-10 sincere declaration that Jesus, yes, is Lord. Lord, I thank you tonight that we will be the ambassadors that you have called us to be. We'll be the disciples you have called us to be, not just readers of the word, but we'll be, yes, doers of the word. The, yes, word will transform, yes, us, mold us, oh God. The word will keep us, oh God. Lord, we allow, yes, the word to help us in our conversation, the word to help us and direct us in our conduct. The word of God will help us in the way we love one another, the way we forgive one another, the faith that we have. Lord, I thank, yes, you. Now, Lord. Lord, we just want to tell, Lord, you thank you. Thank you, God. Now, Lord. Thank now, Lord. Now, God, Lord. I can't help but think about our ancestors. They said, I thank you from the rocking of my cradle up to right, yes, now. Lord, I want to tell you thank you because you've been good to me, God. You've been my mind regulator. You've been my keeper. You've been my friend, oh God. I thank, yes, you. Like my sister said, you've been a battle axe in the time of battle. We thank you tonight. Shout hallelujah to your name. Now, Lord.
Yes. Now,
Lord. Now, Lord. Now, Lord. Keep us, God. Keep us. Keep us, God. Keep us in your word. We want to be aligned to your will, aligned to your way, oh God. Keep us. Keep us, Lord. Keep us. Somebody been crying out, keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. I need you to keep me, Lord. Keep me.
Keep it, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you tonight, Lord.
Yes.
We thank, yes, you tonight. Thank you tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
From the beginning.
Yes.
Amen. From the beginning to the end, we thank our sister, Ruby Sunshine Dudley, for the opening prayer. We thank Carol Clark for the song.
Amen.
Apostles, we appreciate you being ready.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes, to be ready to step in. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you for the wonderful comments that we received.
Amen, amen.
From each and every one of you, and those that didn't have any comments or nothing to say, we thank you for being on the line this evening.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 So, until we meet again, thank you for being on. I love y'all. And we will hear you again on Tuesday. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
call
good
me.
Good night, Ruby.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Maddie.
Good night, Aria.
Good night, Aria. Good night, Miss Maddie.
Good night, Sir Clay.
Kasai, give me a call.
Okay.
Love you.
Hi, Bon, talk with y'all later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.